prophets foretold that Christ would have to suffer and then rise from the dead. St. Thomas was of the opinion that the sufferings which Christ endured were greater than the sufferings that anyone has ever had to endure. He was filled with sorrow, as the prophet says. And the reason for this is threefold. The first is that Christ was suffering for the sins of all humanity. Often in our own lives, we suffer because of our own sins, because of our own mistakes. Christ had to suffer for all of our sins and for all of our mistakes. He bore our sins in his body. And so the weight of the cross, which he bore, was not so much the weight of the wood, but the weight of the sins which we piled upon him. The second reason is because Christ was divine and human. His divine intellect, because it is all-knowing, knew all of the sins which humans would ever commit. And he knew how foolish these sins were, and he knew how much chaos these sins would cause in the world. It is like at night when we turn on the TV and we see the news and we see all the evil in the world, and it causes sadness and grief in us. Christ saw all of that for all humanity in his intellect. And finally, Christ suffered so much because he loved God perfectly. He also, in light of his love for God, recognized how displeasing and wicked sin actually is to God. And Christ also loved humans perfectly. And so one of the great pains, St. Alphonsus said, the greatest pain for Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane was not actually the passion he was going to endure. Christ willingly embraced his passion. Christ willingly embraced all these sufferings for love of us. What actually troubled his sacred heart was the fact that so many people would reject his love. That even though Christ would endure so much for humanity, the overwhelming vast majority of men and women would still reject this love. And so Christ had to deal with the pain of spurned love, which, as many of us know, is a great pain. So Christ suffered more than all of us. And the reason why he did that is also threefold. The first is Christ wanted to give us an example of how to bear our own sufferings. Many of us have great crosses, which we are called to bear in this life. And so Christ, in his passion, gives us the perfect example of how to suffer well. Christ also, in his passion, gives us the perfect example of all virtue. We see his obedience. We see his humility. We see his patience. We see his love. We see all virtue. And so we have been left an example so that we may follow in his footsteps. This example also teaches us how to love sacrificially. Husbands and wives are called to love one another like Christ loved his church. This is a sacrificial love. It is the same love which Christ showed on the cross. Priests are called to love their people in the same way that Christ loved his church. This is also, I have realized, a sacrificial love, and it is shown forth by Christ on the cross. So we learn how to love from Christ's passion. Christ also was the priest par excellence, and so he wanted to offer a perfect sacrifice, a sacrifice worthy of who he was, and so he endured so much that he may offer this perfect sacrifice to God for our sins. And finally, by suffering so much, Christ's glory, his victorious resurrection, is that much greater. Often when we have to work for something, often when we have to suffer for something, the accomplishment, the attainment of the crown is that much more glorious. I remember Michael Jordan always said that his first title was so joyful and victorious because of all the years he suffered losing to the Pistons and the Celtics. It is the same for Christ. All that he suffered, all that he endured, made his resurrection that much more glorious. And that is the resurrection which we are called to participate in. And so we should meditate often on the sufferings of Christ. The Carthusians used to say, and the Carthusians are a silent order, so they don't say very much. So if they say something, you know it's important. But they used to say that it is by meditating upon the crucified that we crucify our own sins. And so meditate often on the passion of Christ, because then you will come to also partake in his resurrection.